Okay, now, of course, I understand that today's society is not honoring God's laws. And of course, we are not to take God's law in our own hands. It's the task of the government.
It
really shows you how important this is to God. Proverbs 20:20. Whoso cursed his father or his mother, his lamb shall be put out in obscure darkness.
هر که پدر یا مادر خود را نفرین کند چراغش در تاریکی غلیظ خاموش خواهد
شد. You curse your mother, your lamp shall be put out.
نفرین
That's not a good thing.
چراغت خاموش خواهد شد.
How is that going to happen?
چجوری چراغت خاموش میشه؟
I don't know exactly.
نمیدونم چجوری چراغت خاموش میشه.
Maybe you don't want to try to find out.
اما فکر میکنم تلاش نکنی که خاموشش کنی.
Maybe you should just heed what the Bible says.
فقط بترسیم از اون خاموش شدن خداوند.
And believe that God will bring chastisement.
که خداوند کتک و تنبیه رو میاره تو زندگی.
When you sin against him and dishonoring by dishonoring your father and your mother.
اگر ناحترامی کنیم به پدر و مادرمون، بی احترامی کنیم.
Last one on this. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it.
چشمی که پدر را تمسخر کند و اطاعت از مادر را خوار شمارد کلاغ‌های وادی آن را به در می‌آورند و کرکس‌ها آن را می‌خورند.
This is not a single verse in the Bible that reminds you.
یه دونه آیه نیست، یادآوری می‌کنه.
Yeah, this is a serious thing.
خیلی جدی آیه‌های متفاوت.
Children who dishonor their parents.
که به پدر و مادرشون بی‌احترامی می‌کنن.
God says, "Hey, this is a crime."
جرمه.
This is a sin.
گناهه.
This is punishable by death.
مرگ لیاقت بچه ایست که پدر و مادرش به احترام
Your لامپ shall be put out.
چراغت خاموش خواهد شد.
Yeah, and here we see somebody who is despising to obey his mother. Hey, there's consequences to that.
نتیجه ای خواهید دید به خاطر ناتوانی از مادرت.
Yeah, the ravens will pick out your eyes.
میگه کرکس‌ها چشات رو می‌خورن.
That gives a vivid picture.
تصویر خیلی وحشتناکه نه؟
What God thinks about this.
که خداوند چه تصویر دارد
نسبت به این موضوع. Why should you honor your mother?
چرا شما باید به پدر و مادرتون احترام بذاری؟
First of all, it's a commandment in the Bible.
فرمانی است از خداوند.
Don't touch it too.
خداوند ازتون خواسته
Second, there's a promise attached to it.
خداوند داده در این موضوع بهمون.
And the promise is that it will go well with you.
که در جسمتون در جانتون بکنید.
Yeah, the promise is that you will live long in the land that God has given you.
طولانی خواهید داشت.
Certainly, why you should obey or you should honor your mother.
باید به پدر و مادر
Because there are consequences of not doing it. It carries a curse.
نفرین رو زندگیت قرار میگیره.
And of course, we may not live under a government that executes God's law.
شاید تو دنیای امروزمون دنیای خداوندی و قانون خداوندی نباشه.
But it's very clear that God takes it serious.
اما خداوند نفرین میگیره.
And God is able to chastise you when you do not honor.
اگر به پدر و مادرت احترام نذاری.
Here's a fourth reason.
چهارمین دلیلی که باید به مادرمون
Why you should honor your mother.
چرا باید به مادرمون احترام بذاری؟
Now As your God-given authority figure in your life as a child, there's wisdom to be learned from your mother. Yeah, a godly mother has wisdom that you need. That is beneficial to you.
خدا ترسه حکمتی داره که میتونه
That will be a blessing to you.
برکتی داره که بهتون بده.
Yeah, your mother knows things.
مادرتون چیزایی رو میدونه.
That you do not know yet.
هنوز شما یاد نگرفتین.
And it's better to learn it from her.
بهتره که از مادرتون یاد بگیرین.
Than to figure it out yourself by trial and error.
یا اینکه خودت تلاش کنی و نتونی یاد با شکستت یاد
Especially when you're talking about things you only do once or decisions you can only do make once.
فقط یک بار تو زندگی میتونی بگیری و درست بگیری.
Like marriage.
مثل ازدواج.
Yeah. Go to Proverbs 1:8.
امثال 1:8.
My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother.
پسرم به رهنمود پدر خیش گوش فراده و تعلیم مادر خیش را ترک منما.
Yeah, Proverbs is a great book for young people to gain wisdom from.
حکمت خیلی زیادی داره.
especially for young people, because you can learn without having to try and make the error. And the book starts with addressing that wisdom can be found with a father and a mother. Here's the instruction of the father. To hear the instruction of the father. And forsake not the law of the mother.
حرف پدر رو گوش کردن و فرمان مادر رو اطاعت کردن.
I know what you're thinking, as your child.
میدونم با من یه بچه چی داری فکر
می‌کنی. I know better.
من بهتر بلدم.
Because I thought that when I was young.
منم کوچیک بودم همین فکر می‌کردم.
Answer is no, you don't.
جواب اینه که نه.
You think you know better.
فکر می‌کنی بهتر بلدی.
But you're wrong.
اما اشتباه می‌کنی.
Because you don't have enough knowledge yet.
چون هنوز اونقدر اطلاعات
نداری. And you will get yourself into trouble.
و خودت رو تو دردسر می‌ندازی بدون
اینکه بخوای. Do not forsake the law of the mother.
شریعت فرمان مادرت رو ترک نکن.
Yeah, listen to your parents.
به حرف پدر مادرت گوش بده.
Proverbs 6:20.
امثال 6:20.
Yeah, because your parents, your mother wants best for you.
چون مادرتون بهترین چیز رو براتون.
My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of the mother.
پسرم فرمان پدر خود را نگاه دار و رهنمود مادر خیش را ترک مکن.
Yeah, just in case you forgot by the time you were in chapter 6, Proverbs reminds you again. Go to Proverbs 31:1. Yeah, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Yeah, and of course here, his mother's preaching or giving advice, and most of it is in regards to a future wife.
Yeah,
you would be wise to listen to your parents, listen to your mother, yeah, to see what they have to say about certain subjects. Chances are they know more than you, because they have been around a little longer. Chances are they've made mistakes, they have learned from experience, and you don't have to go through the same things. You can learn from them. Yeah, why is it so important? Why should we listen to our mother
and our father?
She has wisdom that you need in life. Here's a fifth reason why we should honor your mother. She brought you forth.
مادرتون شما رو متولد کرد.
She carried you 9 months in her womb.
نه، تمام شما رو در رحم خودش هم کرد.
She had the morning sickness.
حالا تعب داشته، بیار داشته.
She had to carry you and became heavy carrying you around.
سنگین شده بود که همش کولش باشین.
Yeah, she had to give birth to you, which is a painful.
زایمان داشته و درد زایمان رو برای شما تحمل کرده.
Yep. And if you ask any mother,
yeah,
the minute after you were born, she would say it was all worth it. She rejoiced when you first started crying. It's right for you to honor her for that, to be thankful for that. Psalm 139:30. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
زیرا باطن مرا تو آفریدی، تو مرا در رحم مادرم در هم تنیدی.
Yeah, your mother was the one who carries you.
مادرتون اون کسی بود که شما را
هم تنیدی. Isaiah 49:1. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother had he made mention of my name.
ای سرزمین های ساحلی، به من گوش فرادهید. ای قوم های دور دست، توجه کنید. خداوند مرا از رحم فرا خواند و از بطن مادرم مرا به نام صدا زد.
Yeah, why should we honor our mother?
چرا باید مادرمون احترام
بذاریم؟ Because she carried you, she gave birth to you.
نه ما شما را هم کرد و زایمان کرد.
And today we can add to that.
امروز میتونیم اضافه کنیم به اون موضوع.
That if you're alive today.
اگر امروز زنده ای.
She didn't kill you with doing an abortion.
با سخت جنین شما را.
Yeah, the Bible is very clear. Life starts at conception.
و کلام خداوند میگه که از همون لحظه ای که بچه شکل گرفت در رحم مادر زندگیش
بود. Yeah, Mary was with child. Mary conceived.
همون لحظه بچه دار شد.
Yeah, the unborn Jesus wasn't a fetus. It was a child.
اون عیسی مسیح که متولد شده بود بچه بود. در رحم مادرش.
Yeah, Isaiah,
نفر بود.
In Isaiah we just saw that the Lord had called me from the womb.
یشعیا میگه از رحم مادرم مرا فرا خواند. از اونجا مرا فرا خواند خدا.
And stopping that process at any stage is murder.
قسمتی که اون زندگی رو از بچه گرفت قتل در حقیقت.
Abortion pills are murder. You're committing murder.
قرص سخت جنین هم در حقیقت قتل.
Taking any tablets that ends a pregnancy is committing murder.
پایان حاملگی است یک نوع قتله.
And the world is just trying to push the limits.
دنیای امروز ما داره با حد و مرزش
They try to extend that time that they are allowed to kill a child
کشتن
بچه to older older.
زمانش قانونی تر میکنه
اجازه قتل بچه رو It's wrong at every stage.
در هر قسمتی بده.
Yeah, but it's more obvious.
اما الان دیگه خیلی آشکارتر.
It shows more how wicked our world is becoming.
نشون میده که چقدر دنیای ما پلید شده که این کار انجام
میده. Yeah, there is a state in America where they're pushing.
ایالت آمریکا.
I believe it's California where they're pushing.
کالیفرنیا است که امسال دارن تلاش میکنن.
To kill the child after birth.
بعد از تولدم اجازه بدن بچه رو بکشن.
It's like, oh, sorry, Johnny, we don't like the hair color.
رنگ موهات خوشمون نیومد.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go.
تموم شد.
And there are actually doctors who are willing to cooperate with that. And there are mothers who are willing to do that. It's wicked. Yeah, and doctors and the women should be prosecuted for murder. Because that's what it is.
Rounded up
and prosecuted for murder.
و باید در حقیقت برن دادگاه و به خاطر قتل
محاکمه بشن. Many countries including this one.
مخصوصا اینجا تو یونان.
It's legal to abort a child.
میتونی بچه‌تو سخت کنی.
Yes, honor your mother for putting you on the earth.
که اجازه داد زنده بمونین امروز.
That has more meaning today than it did 100 years ago. And of course it happened then too, but not in the numbers it happens today.
مادر شاید حق انتخاب نداشت اما الان داره.
Here's another reason why you should honor your mother. Because she takes care of you. She has taken care of you when you needed it the most. Yeah, when you were small, your mom did most of the work.
Yeah,
when you couldn't do anything on your own. Go back to Proverbs
31:15.
And this is talking about the virtuous woman. Yeah, this is the advice that a mother gives to her son. Hey, this is the kind of woman that you want as a wife. And it says, she rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens.
31:15.
Proverbs 31:15.
آره همونه
همینه آنگاه که هنوز شب است برمیخیزد طعام برای اهل خانه خود فراهم میکند و کنیزان خیش را نصیب ها میدهد
Yeah, my mom was always up before everybody else. And she made sure that breakfast was ready. Lunch packages were made. Yeah. She was a godly woman.
مادری بود که خدا ترس.
And I thank her for that.
و سپاسگزارم براش.
She took care of me when I needed the most.
مادرم بود اون زمانی که احتیاج داشتم.
Of course, when I was smaller.
وقتی کوچیک‌تر بودم.
I couldn't even feed myself.
حتی خودم قاشق نمی‌تونستم دستم بگیرم.
It was my mom who did that.
مامانم بود که غذا می‌داد.
And I honor her for that.
و احترام می‌ذارم به خاطر اون غذایی که تو دهنم گذاشتی.
She took care of your clothing. Verse 21. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Yeah, your mom took care of your food, took care of your clothing. Yeah, when you were very small, she cleaned up after you.
Yeah,
your mom was the primary caregiver that brought you to the place you are now. So honor her for this. And of course, men will do also a little bit that, but the mom does the most.
Yeah.
Now, here's a way how we can honor her.
چجوری میتونیم به مادرمون احترام بذاریم؟
For what she has done for us.
چیکار کنه برای ما؟
1 Timothy 5, 3 to 8. 1 Timothy 5, 3 to 8. Honor widows that are widows indeed, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, that for that is good and acceptable before God. Now, she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, trusting God, and continued in supplications and prayers night and day, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But when he provided not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
3:5-8
Yeah. 3:5-8
نه میگوسار یا خشن یا طماع منافع نامشروع بلکه بردبار و نه جنگجو و نه خودپرست اهل خانه خود را به نیکوی اداره کند و فرزندان خیش را در کمال وقار مطیع گرداند زیرا هرگاه کسی نداند که اهل خانه خود را اداره کند چگونه کلیسای خدا را نگاهبانی می نماید و نه نویمان که مبادا مغرور شده به محکومیت ابلیس بیفتد اما لازم است که نزد آنانی که خارجن هم نیکنام باشد که مبادا در رسوایی و دام ابلیس گرفتار شود همچنین شماسان با وقار باشند نه درو و نه راغب به شراب زیاده و نه طماع منافع نامش
Yeah, so how can you honor your mother? Yeah, because she has cared for you. Okay, now you can require them. You can return that by taking care of them when they need it.
Yeah,
when they are older.
Yeah.
Proverbs 23:22 says, Hearken unto the father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. 23:22
به پدرت که از او جان یافتی گوش فراده و مادر خیش را در روز پیریش خار مشمار.
So here's an next reason why we should honor our mother.
دلیل بعدی که باید به مادرمون احترام بذاریم.
Because we want to make her glad.
بخاطر که می‌خوایم مادرمون رو شاد.
I hope you want to make your mother glad today.
امیدوارم شما امروز بخواید مادرتون رو شاد.
And of course not only today but in general.
نه امروز بلکه هر روز زندگیتون مادرتون رو شاد بسازید.
Go to Proverbs 10. 10 verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
پسر حکیم مایه شادمانی پدر است اما پسر نادان مادر خیش را غصه‌دار می‌سازد.
Yeah, the wise son makes glad the father but also the mother of course.
چه پدر حکیم چه پدر راضی می‌کنه چه مادر رو.
But the foolish son
اما پسر احمق
is the heaviness
سنگینی
of his mother.
دل مادر.
If you live like a fool
اگه شما مثل احمقای دنیا زندگی می‌کنین امروز
yeah, you're making your mother feel heavy.
هر روز مادر که وزن سنگین رو داشته.
Honor your mother, make her glad.
مادر که احترام بذارید و او رو شاد کنید.
By living wisely.
با حکمت زندگی کنید.
Proverbs 15:20.
امثال 15:20.
A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother.
فرزند حکیم مایه شادی پدر است اما مرد نادان مادر خیش را خار می شمارد.
Yeah, so if you are a fool, a foolish son,
it's
like you're despising your mother.
و از مادرتون متنفری.
Yeah, go to Proverbs 23:24-25. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. The father and the mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice.
حقیقت را بخر و هرگز آن را مفروش. این است حکمت و ادب و فهم. پدر شخص پارسا را شادی بسیار است. آن که پسری حکیم دارد از او شادمان خواهد بود. پدر و مادرت شاد باشند آن که تو را بزاد شادمان باشند.
So how can we make a mother glad?
چجوری مادرمون و پدرمون رو شاد کنیم؟
How can we honor her in that way?
چجوری بهش احترام بذاریم؟
By not being a fool.
پس
by being a wise son or a wise daughter.
احمق نباشیم، کار احمقانه نکنیم، بچه‌های خوب و حکیم باشیم.
Yeah, not despising her.
که ازش متنفر نباشیم.
And by living rightly before God.
Before God.
Yeah.
برای خدا ترسی زندگی کنیم و زندگی درستی داشته باشیم.
Yeah, when a father and a mother have righteous children, children that live rightly before God. That brings gladness to them. Yeah, you want to make your mother glad today? Okay, live rightly before God. That will make her glad. Proverbs 19:26, last verse you go to. He that wasted his father and chased away his mother is a son that causes shame and bring it reproach.
فرزندی که به پدر که به پدر خوش که به پدر خشونت ورزد و مادر را از خانه براند مایه شرم و رسوایی است.
Yeah, we don't want to be like that.
ما نمیخوایم مثل اون باشیم.
We want to make our mother glad. We want to make our father glad.
میخوایم مادر و پدرمون شاد
باشن. So why should you honor your mother?
چرا باید به مادر و پدرمون احترام بذاریم؟
We honor our mother because God has commanded us to do so.
چون خداوند فرمان داده این کارو.
Yeah, that should be the final reason already.
تنها دلیلمون باید همین باشه. خدا گفته پس
to make sure we get this down.
پس اول از همه اطاعت از خداست.
Second.
دومیش.
Yeah. We honor our mother because this is the first commandment with a promise. There's blessing attached to it. There's good things attached to it.
And it is a
great blessing. Yeah, that it go well with us. That we live long on this earth. Yeah, you want this for your life? Hey, honoring your father and mother is a wise thing to do. Why should you honor your mother? Because the Bible also tells us there's negative consequences. Consequences for dishonoring them, for not honoring them. Yeah. Fourth reason. Why are you to honor your mother? Why should we do this? Yeah, because she has wisdom for you to listen to. She plays an important part in your life to make sure you turn out well. Honor her for that.
Yeah.
Honor her by paying attention to what she says.
Yeah.
Honor your mother for the fact that she puts you on this earth. Yeah. Honor your mother because of the care she has given you.
Yeah.
Return the favor when she's old.
Yeah.
Honor your mother.
به مادرت احترام بذار.
Because she just wants to make her glad.
چون میخوای شادش کنی.
And of course we can add the initial remark. Yeah, let us set an example to the world that we are to honor our father and our mother.
نمونه باشیم به کل دنیا که چگونه باید با پدر و مادر رفتار کنیم.
So we show the world.
که به کل دنیای امروز یاد بدیم.
The acceptable and good and perfect will of God.
خواست نیکو و قابل قبول خداوند.
Yeah, and part of that is giving honor.
یکی از قسمت‌هاش احترام گذاشتن به پدر و مادر.
To your mother. As the Bible tells us, amen.
همونجور که کتاب مقدس ازمون خواسته. آمین.
آمین.